Welcome to the Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is Linda Thompson, your host for The Author Show. Antarctica is a place of heroes and heroines. It is a place where people have come to challenge frontiers, both physical and emotional, real and perceived. That was the first two sentences in the foreword to Antarctic Odyssey, A New Beginning, written by Gabriella Guglielmonti. Gabriella joins us today from the UK to tell us about her odyssey to this down-under world of ice. Gabriella, welcome to the Author Show.
Hello, Linda. Thank you so much for having me today. And I have to say that you did pretty well with my surname. It's Guglielminotti Trivel, and you were almost there. Well done, you.
I appreciate that because I'm always nervous about that. So, Gabriella, will you please give us a quick overview of Antarctic Odyssey, A New Beginning?
Well, it goes back to 2008 when in March I joined this expedition with a group of people coming from different parts of the world to join this expedition to go and face our fears and limiting beliefs. And at the time I thought, after my big ordeal of my marriage, going through divorce and etc., I thought it would be just a good challenge for me to recover my spirit. And so off I went and stayed on this boat with all these other people, and we went through different type of experiences, and my life has never been the same again. If it was normal anyway in the first place, I don't think so.
Okay, where were you living when you decided to go to the world down under?
Yeah, I was living in London, been living in London for a decade or so. And it felt home for me for that amount of time. But I think when I decided to go on this expedition, I felt and heard the nature call. And Antarctica is pretty wild, I have to say.
Were you thinking of any particular type of reader while writing your book?
Actually, to be honest, I wanted to make a documentary in the first place, but then things happened to me, like life. So I actually, what happened during the expedition, I came back with very little footage. So it was just a few years later that I realized that writing my story could have been a good thing anyway. And of course, I wondered what for, who is going to read it. And I thought, a woman like me, I never considered myself anything more or less special than others. That has been through a lot in life, and sometimes life can be quite cruel. Being able to have enough stamina and presence of spirit and courage to do something totally out of the box. It could have been an invitation maybe for other women, to women or men, why not, to really follow their heart and not be scared by that.
When you traveled to Antarctica, what were your expectations and were they met by your experience?
Such a good question. Well, I had all sorts of expectations. How could I not? Yes, nature was unbelievable, but I think life had in store something for me quite tricky that I wasn't expecting to happen. And it was a real test for me. Of course, I explain all of this in my book, Antarctic Odyssey, New Beginning, because it was a real new beginning for me. But at the time, I didn't know. Life always knows best, always knows what to throw at you so that you can grow. And I had to grow, I have to say.
So how would you say that your trip to the land of ice and cold changed you?
Well, in the moment you don't realize, because I assume if you are present in the experience, you are just going through these things. The aftermath, they say, of after you experience something so strong and bold and different, I think you digest the lesson. So definitely this is what happened to me. And as a matter of fact, to be totally honest, I think those 3 years of incubation, they were really years for me to mull it all over, digest it. In the book, I really try my best to list all these lessons I learned. for myself, but I thought it would be handy also maybe for the readers. I'm sure I'm not the only one having been through challenges in life.
In your bio, you say that your vision is to create the woman of the 21st century. What did you mean by that?
Well, okay, by now we are already 17 years into the 21st century, so it seems a bit maybe strange to say that, but when I conceived that concept, let's call it like this, a concept, we were still in the 20th century. I think we are in a time and era where women need to embrace their greatness again. And so by woman of the 21st century, I mean a woman who is totally grounded and living fully in her body and doesn't repress it. And by doing that, she's totally present. And this gives her some power to a woman that we all have, but I think we've just been repressed for too long. So I think it's time to wake up. It's a wake-up call.
Since you've written An Antarctic Odyssey, you've acquired the name of the Flying Witch. Will you share with us some of the backstory for this new nickname?
Yes, actually, when I went to Antarctica, I used to call myself the Antarctic Witch, for fun mainly, because I always liked to call myself a witch. When I was little, I was inspired and really fascinated by these creatures that apparently they can ride broomstick and they just put it away in the cupboard and become normal again. I think it's wonderful and also would be very ecological. So anyway, I think this fascination for this character of this woman who does whatever wants, however pleases her, and it's wonderful. And so I think it's in line with my vision of the woman of the 21st century. So after coming back from the Antarctic, I became clear I wanted to learn to fly. So that's why it became the Antarctic Witch, became the Flying Witch.
I love it. So your book cover is captivating, but it also conveys the cold and desolation of the continent. Is this an actual photo taken off on your journey?
Yes, it is. In the book, there are many pictures. I try to put in as many as possible because I think even if a person is not very visual, a place like that is just astounding, and a picture is much better than a thousand words, as they say. So I try to put in as many pictures as possible. And I like photography, and one of the biggest treat for me of going into Antarctica was to be able to witness firsthand all these wonderful landscapes. That they were really astounding, I have to say. Have you seen them?
If you could compare your book with any other, what would that other book be?
I wouldn't know the answer to this, to be totally honest. There are millions of books out there, and I can't even think how I could even find them or read them or look at them all. So nothing springs to mind. I'm sure other people wrote books about their trips, journeys, but mine is, it's an inner book, it's an inner adventure. Because, yes, of course, what happened geographically, I was in that place, and everything around me, it really felt to me, like I'm saying this. But what was going on inside was the real transformation. So, hence the purpose to write it, and to really tell all those little things, big things, medium things, or thoughts that we all have, but we would find quite difficult to open them to the world. This would be kind of quirky, and so I thought my purpose was to tell everything. Uncensored.
Okay, so are you writing another book now?
Well, I contributed to other books in the meantime, and I know it won't be my last one, for sure.
Is there a message in Antarctic Odyssey that you would like readers to remember?
Well, there is, actually. Of all the lessons that I put in the book, at the end I make a list of them out of practicality, so if you are in trouble, okay, just go and look for the lessons is suitable for your case. But I thought when I was writing the end of it, what if, because I know there's always a what if, life always throws something unsuspected or unexpected to you or to anybody. So I thought, what would it be that lesson? And this one came up for me, so it's the end of my book, and I think I would like to mention this to reader because it's quite simple and it's easy to remember. Life is a journey of the heart. The mind is only a helper, and the soul is the adventurer.
So will you read a short passage from Antarctic Author C for us?
Yes, my pleasure. I would like to read just the start of the first chapter where I explain why I wrote this book. This is my story, a story of a woman who wanted to be reborn, come out of her chrysalis and fly as a butterfly, to feel whole and inspire other women to do the same. This was and still is my heart's desire, deeply felt inside me, in my soul, the fuel of my spirit, the very reason for existence and contribution to life. The reason why I wrote about this fantastic experience of my life is that I learned so much from other people's stories and experiences. Therefore, I felt obliged to return the favor. The worries and insecurities of my ego were too little compared to the big driving force that I felt inside that pushed me to forget about my inadequacy, to show my inner light. It all began, well, it's difficult to say because when we start thinking about what is the origin of something, we go back in time and find an event, then we think about it, find another one, which was actually responsible for that one, and so on and so forth. Therefore, it is difficult to find the real origin of anything. Our life unfolds in a circle more than in a linear way, where there isn't that precise beginning and end, but it is a continuous unfolding of creation with our soul at the center of this process. For practical reasons, I will start my Antarctic Odyssey from the end of my marriage in 2005. Keep in mind that this is a fictitious start, just to be able to tell you my story and inspire you to live your life as an adventurer and enjoy every single step of your journey fully.
That's beautiful. So tell me, where can we learn more about you, about your work, and where can we purchase Antarctic Odyssey, A New Beginning?
People can find more information about myself, my book, my work, on my website, flyinginspiration.com. Flying Inspiration written all together, and flying like the fact of flying, and inspiration like having an inspiration, an insight.
Gabriella, I'm fascinated by what you shared with us today, and I really admire you for undertaking a trip to Antarctica on a journey of self-discovery. Not everyone, male or female, would be willing to take this step and then write about it. When you write another book, will you come back and chat with us again?
I definitely will. Thank you, Linda.
I love this book for the fantastic photos that the author shot. It's the adventure of a woman looking for a new way of being. It tells about the growth of the new self-development by the author in this environment. When you need a new beginning, you can either find a retreat or look for new adventures. The author chooses this second alternative wisely. This is a book that leaves great insights into your soul. That was a review for Antarctic Odyssey, and I felt a perfect way to close our show today, and I thank you for listening. Please visit theauthorshow.com to listen to other featured authors. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide, on demand every day, 24/7. And for those who like audiobooks, please check out our audiobook store at theaudiobookmarket.com. If you have written a book and would like to be a guest on the show, visit theauthorshow.com, complete the interview request form, and we will contact you shortly thereafter. The Author Show is a great way to market your book by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality interview that will make a real impact. Please visit us again as we continue to bring you really great books and very interesting authors on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.